Up next is Valkyrie Celeste.
Tale as old as time, true as it can be.
Valkyrie Celeste with Beauty and the Beast. Piano version. Valk. My first note was, okay, this sounds really dumb, but my first note was, wow, Valk is a soprano. And here's why, because whenever, this is mainly for when I first heard Valk way back, like in Sing It 8 and Perform It 1 and way back there, she always used to sing so low in her range, and she didn't sound like a soprano. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, for a completely different reason, Sharis.
Anyway, but like, I don't know, like, whatever you've been doing on The Voice, I really like Val, because like, I don't know how the other two like, how much they like this song, but like, for me, ever since you started The Voice, you've done like a 360 on HCOE. Yeah. Like, you, like, compare like some your first, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks to like your last three. My goodness, what a change. Like,
yeah.
Good job.
There's been a change in her.
Technical, or not technical, but like mixing, or yeah, that kind of thing. I was impressed. There was no peaking, I think, Valk. Mm-hmm. Good job. Because it made your high notes sound very nice and unscratchy. And I actually know who your mixer was this week, and I thought they did very well. And I really liked the reverb they had on your vocals. In general, I like the reverb people have been putting in general tonight. I'm happy, mm-hmm. mixer. Good job, Garnet. And I also thought the background vocals were very neat. I never hear you do background vocals, and I really liked your harmony at the end. That was nice. You should do more of that. Let's see. I liked your dynamics and how you swelled with the music here and there. Nitpicks. Small to say the least line. I'm not sure if it was cut short or it was just mixed volume-wise, but something sounded a little odd about that one segment. And yeah, that's like my only No, like, I thought it was had good emotion, and it was just nice to listen to, Valk. Good job.
Ambi, was this in your list?
This recording itself?
No, the piano version.
I'm not sure if this piano version was in my list, but I know there was a Beauty and the Beast in there, but I don't think it was this version of it.
Okay, no,
but it still works.
Yeah, no, because there were a lot of, because I've heard legit piano backtracks for this song, so, and this one had the melody line, which kind of.
I actually think, because I've heard them, I think there is this CD out there that's like almost like dinner music.
Yeah.
Okay. That has a lot of the Disney love songs on it, and I kind of feel like might be from that.
Okay.
So, can I interject with a small side note?
Mm-hmm. Right ahead.
We were at this weird, or not weird, but this super cute like French creperie on like one of my first dates with my girlfriend back in the day. But like it was so trippy because like they were playing Disney piano music, and I was just like, whoa, what is this? Okay, the end.
Okay. Aww, that's adorable. Melody line was a little distracting for me, and I love the vocals in this. Love the back vocals, like what Jeffrey said. Those were like, I really love those when those came in. For me, this sounded very Enya. This sounded very Enya for me.
Yeah, it did.
Piano apparently equals people sounding like Enya.
Not really, because she's a lot more synthesizers and strings and other lovelies. Nice dynamics. Harmony at end. Interesting. Sopranos need to stop taking alto songs. It's pissing me off.
Oh, no.
And for the end, I would like you to do something a little bit different. Because I know you had the melody line, and it kind of made it sound iffy. Because I didn't hear Retardando working at the end. And that would have really helped you change up that ending to make it nice and pretty and finish the song off. And that's all I have.
Okay, for me, Valk. Okay, when the song first started, I was not completely on board. I thought that there was a really heavy hiss. I feel like the hiss is always there on her microphone, but her mixer had to boost her so high so we could be able to hear her that it made the hiss higher as well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I think so.
Like, kind of, like, it wasn't a hiss, like, because the hiss sounded amplified as well as the vocal, so I think that was the problem there. And at first I thought, it's a little airy at times as she's getting to the high notes. And then you did the background vocal, Valk, and you won me the fuck over.
Exactly.
I loved when you did those background vocals there. I thought that was like, that's exactly what I'm like looking for with this theme. And I'm like, everyone has done what I wanted to be done with this theme this week so far. I'm so excited. Oh my God. You guys are going to make this cut so friggin' hard. Like, I really, really liked the background because they were so soft and sweet. And like the extra reverb on them for your mixer, bravo on that. And just, I thought that was really great. Main vocals were a little loud at times, but again, like this from the background vocal addition onward, I loved it. I was a little iffy on it at first, but then that had me. Mm-hmm. You had me at Beauty and the Beast.
Or Tale
as Old as Time. You had me at Tale as Old as Time. I'm done.
That means do more background vocals.
I'm really starting to get into those. The song I'm doing on 7 this week has a lot of it. So I'm like, and I just got done with my 7 songs. So like, I'm really used to that right now. So I'm like,
isn't background vocals fun though?
It kind of is. It kind of is, I will admit.
Wait, is this the week you're rapping?
What?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
I'll tell you, I'm doing like gangster rapping at one point. The whole song is not. This is like, now everyone's going to want to listen to 7. So promoting 7. There's two sections of the song, like rapping mixed in with the normal song. And yeah, I did the rapping sections.
It's kind of like Walk This Way with Aerosmith and Run DMC.
But that's not what I'm doing.
No, but it's kind of like that.
I'll tell you two what I'm doing when we're not recording, but I don't want to say it now because people will then be like, oh, I know what she's doing. Well, a couple people know.
7 is an awesome show, though. It's really good. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Listen to 7. Promoting 7. 7's awesome. Okay.
Who also mixed pop songs.
So then last up tonight is Read to Me.
And in my twisted face, there's not the slightest trace of anything that even hints of kindness. And from my tortured shape, no comfort, no escape. I see, but deep within his utter blindness, hopeless, as my dream dies, as the time flies, love a lost illusion, helpless, unforgiven, cold and driven to the sad conclusion. No beauty could move me, no goodness improve me, no power on earth if I can't love her. No passion could reach me, no lesson could teach me how I could have loved her and made her love me too. If I can't have her, then who? Long ago I should have seen all the things I could have been. Careless and unthinking, I moved onward.
Read to Me with If I Can't Love Her from Beauty and the Beast, the musical.
Terrence Mann song!
I love Terrence Mann. Ambie loves Terrence Mann.
I love Terrence Mann.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Reed, wow, you sound really sick in this.
Because he is really sick.
Yeah.
I know, and I feel bad. But at the same time, I also heard I heard a few clicks, movements, mouth noises in this as well. I would actually like to really hear you do this song when you're not sick. Because
because I felt your pain, but at the same time, it was both sick pain and emotional pain. Yeah, I think if you weren't sick, I think this could have been really good. MB?
Yeah, first of all, why does everyone have to be really good tonight? Because even for being sick, I still thought this was very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
However, at the same time, he was kind of the person that was most true to the original here. Like, he really didn't do anything out of the box.
Spontaneous
or different. He was very, and I could kind of hear, like, within his performance, like, I could kind of hear, like, the emotion of him being frustrated over the fact that he was sick at times. I don't know. Like, I didn't write down anything bad about it, but I didn't write down anything, like, super good about it either. Like, it was very just... There was nothing really that stood out about it to me. Jeffers?
My main plus note was I thought he had good emotion, but, like, it was also, like, I don't know if it's I'm like crying because I can't love her, or I'm crying because I can't sing because I'm sick. But either way, I liked the emotion. Very nice. I thought that was very good read. But like they said, it was just very sick sounding. Like, it had a very stuffed up sound. Like, when I have my bad allergies and I don't have medicine on me, like, it just sounded very stuffed up in your nose. And then some of your... I like the belting, though. I was very impressed with your belting.
Yeah,
on, like,
to belt mm-hmm. like that with being sick, that is pretty impressive.
Yeah, like, even your vibrato, like, considering you're so sick, like, that was pretty good control, Reed. Like, bravo, and kudos for submitting, like, even when you're really sick and being a trooper. Wasn't a fan of the last note, though, the last note on me. It had a very abrupt ending. It sounded almost like his voice died on him, and I wasn't so much of a fan of that. But yeah, I agree with Zell. I would like to hear this when you're not sick, because I think this was, like, a great song choice for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yipper-dooters.
Yeah. We're going to break for results, because tonight was too good.
Tonight, you're all way too good, so now... And the thing that really sucks is who's going home tonight. Someone really good is going home, because, like,
mm-hmm.
there was no one that was bad tonight. Oh, why do you all have to be so good? Why? You're making this hard.
I started ranking people.
Don't make angry.
And then I just started putting groups, and then I'm just like, oh, forget the ranking. I'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have to talk about this, so be back in a couple of minutes. But it seemed like a couple of seconds for you guys.
Mm, yep.
Decision has been made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, not a happy decision, but a decision.
Yes,
so. Has to be made.
So, who won for you guys tonight?
Nani won for me.
I would have to say Nani won for me as well.
See, I had two people up there for different reasons, because I think Rochelle had the most emotion, and for me anyway, I was looking for emotion in this round, so I'd go with her. Over Nani.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, well, she was near my top too. She was near my top as well.
She was my second safe.
Oh. Well, congratulations, you two are safe. And then, so Zelina, you get the next save.
My next save is the last sanctuary, my sanctuary.
Honestly, the three my sanctuaries were my top three as well. Not in the same order as you guys, but the three sanctuaries. Sanctuary ruled the night. Sanctuary! Sanctuary!
Oh dear.
Sorry.
My crossing sanctuary.
Crossing lines of inside of jokes. But yes. So the three sanctuaries ruled the night over everyone else. So moving into the rest of the pack.
The rest.
The rest. The best of the rest. Ha 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 ha.
Oh dear.
I am going to save. Oh, this was hard, because everyone left, I had, like, I liked, but I had issues with it at the same time for different reasons, so I'm gonna save, Poopy. I'm not saving Poopy, I'm saving...
That would be disgusting.
I'm
it's called Copperlight, though.
Damn it, I'm gonna say... Nomi Prado 9! Oh, that was hard.
Ooh, okay. So, the last three people left are in no particular order, because we just saved down in order, is Valkyrie Celeste, Faded Phantom, and Read to Me. And, like, they were all super good, so, like, yeah.
It's just a very strong night. Very strong
yes.
night.
So, I will say... Oh, jeez.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, like... Oh, gosh. Because I feel bad, yeah, like...
I would just say now my bottom three saves, like, from Omi down, the three people on my list that are getting saved from Renan were all actually even ground.
Yeah, like...
That's why it's so hard... rank right now.
Like, I don't want to put anyone else in the bottom because, like, they weren't technically in the bottom because, like, they were all kind of, like, together, so...
So, you know what? Why don't we just do this? Why don't we just say who's cut at this point? Mm-hmm. So we don't put someone down the bottom that doesn't deserve to be down the bottom, too.
Okay.
Because I agree, like, with Omi and the four left, it was all, like, close.
Yeah, so we're just gonna make this safe so we don't have to put somebody else down the bottom because... At the end of the day, the cut kind of was an all agreement, easily. So that means Jeffress has to make the cut now.
What am I for the bad guy? Wow. And I'm like the legit bad guy. I'm not saving anyone today. So unfortunately, the person going home in seventh place this season is Reed to me. I'm really sorry. And it's hard cutting you when you're sick because your song could have been like amazing.
Super epic.
If you weren't sick, like, it's hard, and, yeah, sorry, but you're still on,
I was just saying, yeah,
but you're still on our team for The Voice, so, yeah, that's good,
yeah, so then he'll be better for The Voice this week, even though I had to drop out of The Voice.
Oh, spoilers.
Spoiler alert, I had to drop out of The Voice, and this is the reason why. Starting on Wednesday, I work 7 days in a row.
Oh,
straight through from 5 to close most of the days, like, and then opening on Saturday and Sunday. So I have like no time. So that's why I had to drop out of The Voice.
I wish you good luck, Ambi.
Yeah, I wish myself good luck as well. Pregnant ladies rock. Yeah. If you didn't hear, Ambi got I didn't tell you guys this. I'm officially a baby registry consultant now.
Very nice.
Because I watched an hour long video and now I'm a baby. Anyways, yeah, I mean, for the most part, Omi, Valk, and Faded, you were all kind of equal ground with us. That's why we didn't want to place either Faded or Valk in the bottom, in the bottom two, because it was, you all had your issues, but you all had really interesting things about you that kind of saved you this week.
Hmm.
So, you all were equal, but you all have to kind of up your game now to get back up with the Sanctuary Ladies.
The Sanctuary Ladies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or...
All right, in that case, do we have anything else to say before we move on to the next theme?
Kudos, you guys, for a very good night. It was very enjoyable to judge, and yeah, it was great listening.
The last couple of rounds have been, awesome.
I know.
All around.
Very solid top six, and just, solid top whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right, so moving onward, who wants to announce the next theme?
Me!
I believe Zoe was your idea, right?
Yes, I've been pushing this in season one, I think.
Me and Zell kind of wanted to do this in season one, but Jeffers was like, no, veto. but now he can't deny us this time.
We were short on themes, why not?
Confessions. Okay, so next week, main round 10, top six, is the ever-popular Gender Bender.
So right now, Rita's like, oh, thank God I got cut.
And if it were really up to me, it would be just gender-specific songs, but that's too mean. So if it was originally sung by a man, a girl can sing it, and vice versa. But you get extra brownie points, as Ambi puts it, if you do gender-specific.
Like, we're not going to take it into fully account, but it'll make us smile if, a girl sings Make a Man Out of You, or if a guy thinks someday my prince will come or something, or strongest
call me a prince, or call me princess. I want to hear a guy sing that one so bad.
There is no backtrack for call me princess.
Really? I thought there was a MIDI somewhere.
No, there's Omi. No, it's a MIDI. No MIDIs.
We're looking at you, Omi, the sole Y chromosome in the rest of the competition.
We're going to hear lots of manly songs next week. And one feminine song. So, yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. Top six. Making way to top five, then two semifinals. Oh, my God. We were so close to the end, you guys.
I know.
And, like, makes the me talent sick. Pool here is amazing. Like, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
going to be a close race for those... For the next couple of rounds, like anybody can go home.
Yes, so bring your A game.
All the time.
A plus game.
Omi, get a pop screen! sorry, I had something in my throat. I think it was puffs.
Cocoa puffs.
Oh dear. Anything to add?
Nope. Oh, the due date on this.
August 29th at 11:59 p.m. EST.
Yep.
All right.
And that's it now. So
mm-hmm.
So now, have a good night.
Good night.
Good night and have a good week.